In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. COVID-19 cases are impacting students and teachers as the new school year begins. Berrien County Interim Health Officer Courtney Davis says the mask order went into effect this week for that very reason.
Last week was first week for many of our schools. In the first 4 days of school, we had 26 cases for staff and students, which resulted in over 83 quarantines. So that's a lot of time out of the classroom.
Spectrum Health Lakeland CEO Dr. Lauren Hamill says overall cases and hospitalizations are on the rise.
Well, we certainly are seeing more COVID cases in the hospital. That's growing slowly week by week.
He says they will be averaging over 30 patients in the hospital a day by next week after having just a few a month ago. The end of extended unemployment benefits could be a sign of good news for retailers, especially with the holidays not too far away. That's according to Jennifer Rook with the Michigan Retailers Association. She says the end of extended benefits should result in an influx of people seeking jobs, which will benefit retailers who have struggled to find workers during the pandemic.
As more people enter into the job market, I believe that most retailers across the state are really going to welcome them back. And it's really a great time because the holidays are coming. So to have the proper people in place to staff their stores, it's going to be a very good thing.
While customers are expected to do a lot of shopping online this holiday season, Rook says retailers also expect an increase in business, necessitating the need to hire more workers. State Representative Steve Kara of Three Rivers is touting the endorsement by former President Donald Trump of his primary bid to unseat Congressman Fred Upton in 2022. Trump says Kara has his complete and total support in his effort to unseat one of a handful of Republicans who voted to impeach him. The state representative said the former president's support is monumental. Upton has not announced yet if he will be seeking another term in 2022. He's been in office since 1986. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to spend $200 million in federal pandemic relief funding to replace lead water pipes across the state, where aging underground infrastructure was exposed by Flint's disaster. The plan, if approved by the legislature, would set aside $20 million to replace all the lines in Benton Harbor in 5 years. The majority black city has been exceeding the federal lead limit since 2018. That year, Michigan began enforcing the nation's strictest rules for lead in drinking water in the wake of the crisis in Flint, another impoverished city with a majority black population. The regulations will result in replacing every lead service pipe statewide by 2041. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.